She's a singer, she's a songwriter, she's an author, and she's a mom. Tasha Layton's new song on life is called Worship Through It. Tasha Layton, good morning.
Hello, good morning to you guys. You guys doing good?
We're doing good. We're wondering about you. Do you ever rest at all?
You know, as a mom, I mean, how many moms out there can relate? Like, you don't really get rest until they're out of the house. And then, even then, you're not sleeping because you're worried about them. But I do get a little bit of rest. I think the week after Christmas is completely at home with nothing going on. And so, really excited about that week. We usually take some time in the summer, too. I try to take as much time in the summer off as I can for my kids.
Well, amen to that. Right now on Life, we're playing your song, Worship Through It. Could you tell us a little bit about the story behind that song?
Well, we wrote that song, my husband, me, Matthew West, and AJ. We wrote that right after our friend, one of my husband's best friends, got diagnosed with cancer. And we actually wrote this song in the middle of another song session just for us, for our community. Like, we were just, you know, heavy-hearted that day, and his diagnosis was weighing on us, and so we were writing that for him. And then we ended up, you know, he ended up going to be with Jesus earlier this year, and the song took on a new meaning because we were worshiping through our grief, not our worry about the diagnosis. And so what's incredible about, you know, God not wasting anything is that as we wrote that, you know, we obviously wrote that about something really personal, but sometimes when you do that, it ends up being very universal because people can relate to those emotions. And I think that's what's happened with Worship Through It. You know, people tell me their stories every night after a concert of, you know, what that song means to them and why. And it's really beautiful how God's using it.
So that's pretty cool. At your shows, people are able to tell you what the song means to them.
Yes. I go out every night after an event and stand at the table and just talk to people, pray with people, give them free hugs as long as they don't get weird. And you know, people get to share their stories, and that's what keeps me going on the hard days, is knowing that the music is connecting and that God is using it, and that inspires me to keep doing what I do.
The devil works so hard to keep us focused on our problems, right? And that praising and worshiping God will actually do more help for your situation than anything else.
Yeah, because he doesn't promise us a life free of worry or hardship. In fact, he says, in this world you will have trouble, but know that I have overcome the world. And I think when we worship in the valley as much as on the mountain, that's really when the rubber meets the road in our faith.
Yeah.
That's when it proves itself.
Well, you're not resting at all. Like, I've caught wind that you're like you got some plans in the spring. You're going to take a break. You're going to take a breather. But you've got is it a live worship album coming out and something else going on?
Yeah, we have a live worship album coming out. We have another full-length record coming out. And I'm doing a spring tour with Lisa Turkhurst, and then another spring tour with Danny Gokey. And so we are going to have so much fun in the spring. I think I cannot wait for both of those tours. I think they're going to be amazing.
That is so awesome. Okay, so I have a question for you. You have so much going on. You're a wife, you're a mom, but what's on your 2025 bingo card?
Oh, that's a good question. I love that question. I would love to go to Alaska. I haven't been yet.
Wow, Alaska.
Yeah. So hey, somebody book me in Alaska. Okay, guys?
Okay. Wow. We'll try and make that happen for you, because you know what? We're really close.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, we're enjoying your music, and we're going to stay on track with you for whatever you've got coming up in the spring. Whatever you want to do, we're down for that, and we appreciate it.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much.